Yelling about?
I'm yelling about my breakfast. You can make it supper now.
Would you just take it easy? Now, I was upstairs making the beds, Pop, and I only got two hands. I'm doing the best I can.
Well, I ain't got but one stomach, and I ain't doing too good. Say, wait a minute. Listen, you go out and see if the paper been delivered?
Yeah. Say, wait a minute. What paper? We don't get no paper. We cancel our subscription, remember?
Well, the people next door get a paper, and I read it first.
Listen, I'm not going to steal somebody else's newspaper for you.
That's not stealing. I just get it, read it, fold it back up, and put it back in front of the house.
But what about that Life magazine I found laying around here with our neighbor's address on it?
Now, that's stealing.
It sure is, and I'm not going to go out there and steal somebody else's paper for you.
That's right. I don't need nothing. I might as well be dead. Why'd you leave me there to die when I fell off that truck?
Because you wasn't hurt bad enough to die. All you had was a severe attack of clumsiness.
Clumsiness? Is that sudden stop you made trying to duck that cat? You know I was on the back of that truck trying to hold on to that junk.
How many times do I have to tell you, Pop? Now, the cat ran in the street, and I jammed on the brake so I wouldn't hurt him.
Yeah, save a cat and kill your father.
That was instinct, Pop. What would you have done?
Well, in the first place, I thought to myself, it's either the cat or my father. Then I'd ask myself two questions. Can the cat cook? Can the cat do coordinating in the junkyard? No. Okay, cat, you die.
Now, you love cats and you know it, Pop. You wouldn't have done that. And besides, it's better this way. You're both alive.
Yeah, I'm all busted up and that cat's somewhere happy in a garbage can.
Listen, do you want your breakfast or you want to keep talking this nonsense?
I want my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's the least you can do for me, cat lover.
Now, that's another thing we got to talk about, Pop. It's not going to work this way.
What?
Me doing all the housework and taking care of you. What's going to happen to the business?
Oh, you want me to go back to work, huh? Me with one leg and one arm. Old Fred, the cripple coordinator.
I don't want you to go back to work, Pop, but I got to get back to work. I got to get back on that truck.
And leave me here to die? That what you want? Okay, and prop me up in front of the TV. That's all you do. That's a good way to go, sitting there watching Days of Our Lives.
Would you stop this and listen to me? Now, I'm not going to leave you here alone. I called up Aunt Ethel and asked if she'd come over and help us out.
Ethel? I don't want her around here. She's a lousy cook, and her hands are sweaty.
Would you let me finish, Pop? Now, Aunt Ethel can't make it. So I called the employment agency, and I asked them if they'd send us over a housekeeper.
You mean a maid?
Somebody that does housework, all the stuff that I've been doing, so I can get back to work.
You mean you're gonna leave me here with a strange woman?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, what if she's a sex maniac?
I wouldn't worry about that if I were you.
Oh, you don't think it'd happen, huh? Me being chased around the house by some weirdo.
It could happen, all right, but you'd be the one doing the chasing.
Well, I don't care. I don't want nobody around here anyhow. No maids.
All right. Then I got one other suggestion.
What?
You go into a nursing home.
A nursing home? If you don't want to have to see me no more, then send me to a nursing home.
What are you talking about?
You don't know about nursing homes? They mean it, nursing home. That's right. Sam Turner's father was in one, he told me.
He told you what?
He told me them nurses mean. He asked the nurse to help him to the bathroom, and every day he'd ask her to help him to the bathroom, and she got mad one night and took him in the bathroom and beat him up.
Oh, come on, Pop.
That's right. And now, the only time he go to the bathroom is when his son comes to visit him. Once a week. Sunday. Between 2 and 4.
And you believe that?
Yeah, I believe it. So if you don't ever want to see me no more, send me to a nursing home and sit there and wait for a telegram to come saying, Fred is dead.
All right, Papa, we gotta do something. Now, I haven't been out on that truck in over 2 days.
Well, why don't you work nights?
You mean go through the alley of a white neighborhood at night? Do you ever want to see me again?
Well, if you hadn't tried to save that old cat, we wouldn't be in this fix.
Yeah.
Wish I'd have been driving that truck. It'd been another story.
Yeah, I know.
The story would have been cat killer strikes again.
I hope that's the woman from the employment agency so I can get out of here.
Well, let her come on in and attack me while I'm taking a nap.
Aunt Ethel.
Hello, Lamont.
I thought you said you couldn't make it.
I can't. I just thought I'd stop by and see how you doing. Well, Fred Sanford, you are a sight. Just look at you. You look ridiculous.
Ethel, I fell off a truck. What's your excuse?
Fred. Fred, how could you be so clumsy?
I don't want to talk about it.
Clumsy? You've always been clumsy. I remember the day you married my sister, you stumbled on the way to the altar.
That wasn't no stumble. That was a hesitation. I had to hesitate when I took a look at you and the rest of Elizabeth's family.
Don't you talk about my family.
I'll talk about your family. Your family was the ugliest family in Detroit. Then y'all moved to St. Louis and took over the championship.
Don't you talk about my family and my dead sister.
Your dead sister is my dead wife. Now, don't you come here and try to break up my marriage.
I said it for years. Get him out of the junk business. Let him get a respectable job, like my Alex.
Your Alex got a respectable job?
You know he has. He works in a bank.
He mops floors at the bank.
Alex is a floor walker.
That's what I said. If you're gonna mop them, you got to walk them.
Well, just look who's talking. You don't want to better yourself. You just want to stay here in this junkyard and keep that son of yours tied to your apron strings forever. You are a selfish man.
Ethel, how'd you like one across your lip? You know, I got one arm free, and I give you one across your lips.
You better not try.
If I wasn't crippled, I would.
If you weren't crippled, I'd make you one.
Let me tell you something. If you ain't out of here by the time I count to three, I'm gonna take this crutch and wrap around your head so many times you think you're wearing a wooden turban.
All I can say is falling off that truck serves you right. Now you got a foot out of commission and a head to match.
I won!
What's going on? Where'd Aunt Ethel go?
She had to hurry, son. She had a crutch following her.
What?
Nothing. You know, sit down here. But, you know, I don't like my ex sunny side up.
Well, how do you want him?
Over. What is this?
What do you mean, what is that? Those are eggs. Those are your eggs.
Look like fried cat liver.
All right, so they got a little overcooked.
Overcooked? Son, these eggs have been cremated. I mean, black is beautiful, but not when it comes to eggs.
Listen, are you going to start complaining again? Now, it's enough that I got to do all the stuff around here and take care of you without hearing your complaining. Now, if you don't like those eggs, you can limp in the kitchen and fix your own.
Okay, all right, I'll eat them. But remember that old saying, you are what you eat. So I guess I'll make an ash out of myself. You get that? That was good, right? See, that's the same thing. I guess I'll make an ash out of myself. So I put the ash in there.
I
like
know.
That.
Yeah. Take your coffee.
Hey, listen here. Son, these eggs, I don't know, but... Oh, wow. Son, one thing I can say, you make a great cup of coffee.
That's cocoa. I hope that's a woman from the employment agency. That's gotta be her.
Well...
I don't want you to give her no trouble.
And don't let her give me no trouble. Let the fiend in.
Hi, I'm from the employment agency. You called for a housekeeper?
Excuse me for a moment. She's right.
I can see that. Look at them beady eyes. A sure sign of a sex maniac.
Upstairs. I tell you, Mr. Sanford, you know what I almost said when I first saw this place? I almost said, what hit it? Hurricane Agnes? I tell you, that upstairs was a disaster area. Oh, you mind if I sit down?
No, no, sit down.
Mm-hmm. Mind if I smoke?
No, just don't burn us down.
Oh, boy, a five-minute rest will do me a lot of good. I had to wait 45 minutes for my bus this morning. 45 minutes, there's no bench at the bus stop, you know? And then an hour's ride here. Ooh, I stood up part of the way. My feet are killing me.
Say, Mary, bet you don't take too many jobs like this, do you? I mean, you know, coming all the way down here to work for black people.
Money's green. Job's a job, and people are people.
Yeah, I'm glad you feel that way, yeah. Because some of my best friends are white.
Yeah?
Yeah, a fella down the street named Goldstein. He's a junk dealer. He's a friend of mine. And funny thing, Goldstein is not only white, he's Jewish.
Is that so?
Yeah. We ate together once.
Oh, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. And something else, Mary. I wouldn't want nobody to hear me say this, but I think Jack Dempsey could have beat Joe Louis.
Do you?
Yeah, now don't get me wrong. Joe was good, but Jack was a real slugger. Real fighter. And outside the ring, a real gentleman. Yes, sir. Real gentleman. A credit to his race.
That's nice. Well, coffee break's over. I'd better get back to work.
Yeah.
Say, Mr. Sanford, are you comfortable?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Let's get tired sitting there.
I don't
anything
need...
I can do for you?
Nothing at
anything
all.
Anything you need?
I don't
say,
need
why don't I give you a nice alcohol rub? That make you feel good.
Mary, would you give me something cold to drink?
Oh, sure. I'll be glad to. What would you like?
Why don't you look in the refrigerator and see what we got?
Oh, okay.
What?
A Coke and some ice water.
I'll take the Coke.
Okay.
I'll take the ice water.
That Coke bottle slipped right out of my hands.
It's all right.
Oh,
now.
I'm so clumsy. I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking of.
It's
doesn't
all
make
right.
you mad when something like that happens?
Mary,
I didn't do it on purpose.
Mary,
but listen, I want to tell you something.
It's all right.
If you want me to pay for it, I'll pay
Mary,
for it.
Mary, I said it's all right. You don't have to pay for nothing.
Oh, okay.
Well, Mary, why don't you just take a rest? You know what I mean? No, no, no. Not over there. Over here. Yeah. Yeah, see, you don't have to be doing something every minute, Mary.
Yeah, okay.
You know, just take a little second rest there. You know what I mean? Because I'm not a slave driver.
Yeah, well, I didn't sleep very well last night. You know, this has been kind of a hard day on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels
well, you know,
good.
I know how it is. You have to get up early in the morning and get dressed, have a cup of coffee maybe, and go down to the bus stop, catch the bus. And it's crowded, you gotta push and shove, have the exact change. By the time you get where you're going, you got to be. Mary.
What is it?
The phone, Mary.
Don't tell me I dropped off. Oh, I am. I get it. Don't worry. Hello? Hello? They hung up.
No. Can't you try to get the phone while it's ringing? You know what I mean? And one other thing, Mary. See, people calling here, they ain't used to hearing a woman answer the phone, so could you say something different besides just hello?
Like what?
Well, what do people usually say? You know, I mean, you can say, Sanford residence.
If you say so. Say, listen, I gotta get to work out there in the kitchen. I'd like to stay and talk, but I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, okay.
Hello? I mean, Sanford residence. Who? Somebody wants to speak to a Fred.
I'm Fred. Who is it?
Who is it? Bubba. What's a Bubba?
Bubba, that's a friend of mine.
Oh,
I'll get it.
Yeah, he's coming. Just wait a minute, Bubba. Yeah, hold on. Can I help you? You want to lean on me?
All right.
Now listen, I'll be right out there in the kitchen if you need me.
Hello. Oh, hi, Bubba. Oh, no, that's the lady that's working for us. No, nothing like that, Bubba. If I was well enough to do that, I'd be well enough to be back at work. No, Bubba. Listen, I gotta hang up, Bubba. Her name is Mary. Mary!
What?
No, not you, Mary.
Oh, I thought you wanted me.
No, Bubba. No, she's not a sister. Goodbye, Bubba. That was Bubba. He thought you were my sister.
Bubba's not too bright.
No, he's about my color.
Let me put this cushion under your elbow. It'll give you... Oh, wait. Doggone it. I'm dropping everything. I'm so long.
Hey, Pop. Hi, Mary. How's everything going?
Everything's fine, son. Everything's fine. Mary and I were just having a little chat when we married.
Yeah, we've been having the nicest visit.
Yeah.
I better get back out the kitchen.
Yeah, Mary, nice talking to you, Mary. And we'll talk again later on, Mary. Here, Mary? Son, we got to get rid of Mary.
What?
Yeah, we got to get rid of Mary.
Well, isn't she doing her work?
She don't do nothing. Then she breaking my valuable stuff around here. Then she took a nap over there.
She took a what?
Took a nap on the couch. Now, we can't have our neighbors come here thinking hold a whole bunch of stuff when they see that ugly white woman sleep on our couch.
Oh, so that's what it is. You want to get rid of her because she's white.
I don't care if she's planned. I don't want her around here.
Well, isn't she cooking dinner?
Do you smell anything? I'm telling you, son, let's get rid of her.
Get rid of her, Pop? If we get rid of her, who's gonna cook dinner?
You, dummy.
Mary, can I see you for a minute?
What can I do for you?
Mary, what are we having for dinner?
Dinner? Was I supposed to cook dinner?
Yeah, you were supposed to cook dinner.
Nobody told me that. You see, I'm not a cook. I'm just a housekeeper. If you want to cook, you have to specify a cook. But I can do something for you. What would you like?
What can you cook?
What do you like, mutton?
Do I like what?
Mutton. Do you like boiled mutton?
Does anybody?
Well, do you like pizza?
Pizza?
Yeah. Hey, can you make pizza?
No, isn't there a place around here that delivers? And when you order, make mine without anchovies. I never liked anchovies. They're just too salty.
Say, Pop.
What?
What'll I tell her?
Tell her she's fired.
You can't do it that way. That's mean. Listen, you gotta beat around the bush. You know, talk about the weather, anything, and then you get into it.
Well, how about we sure could use some rain, you fired.
You're a big help. I guess I better go tell her.
Tell her. No,
Say, Pop, let's both tell her. Mary, can we see you for a minute?
What do you do that for, dummy?
The pizza come yet?
No, not yet. That wasn't what we wanted. We sure could use some rain.
Yeah, it's been dry lately. I bet the farmers wish it would rain.
Yeah. Say, Mary, if it rains tomorrow, you don't have to come.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. I've got an umbrella.
Mary, what he's trying to say is, even if it don't rain, you don't have to come.
You're trying to tell me you don't need me anymore.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, well, listen, we want you to know that we appreciate you coming to help us out today.
I'll go now, then.
See? Didn't I tell you how easy it was? Hey, listen, did you give her a key to the house? If you did, you better get the key back, because she might come back in one night and try to rip us off. Oh.
Going now.
Oh, say, Mary, here's the money for coming today. Full salary, just like I said.
Oh, thanks. And my bus fare. Don't forget, I always get bus fare.
Yeah, say, listen, why don't you take a cab?
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
But you probably live a long way from here.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do. So I'll take it. Thank you.
Dummy.
And Mr. Sanford, I've been thinking about what we were talking about, and I think you're wrong. Joe Louis could have beat the hell out of Jack Dempsey.
Hey, what was that all about?
Don't talk to me. I don't want to talk about nothing.
Say, where are you going?
I'm going in here and see what's missing. Did you see that shopping bag?
Well, what are you talking about, Pop? Why would she steal from us?
Have it. They can't help themselves.
Is there anything missing?
I don't see nothing yet, but something's missing. I bet it.
This is ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous. You're talking about, I bet I found something missing. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 days to find out what's missing. You know, she ain't bonded. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Look at this scotch. See that mark that I put on there this morning? And look how far down it is. And you know why? Mary the Guzzler.
Uh-oh, look at this. Now, you see that mark there? Now, I put that there last night. Now, it wasn't Mary the Guzzler. It was Freddy the Boozer. I don't know why you're accusing somebody of stealing from you. Hello? Who do you want to speak to? Yeah, he's here. It's for you.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Oh, hold it up. No, I'm crippled. Hello? Oh, she just left. It's an employment agency called my Mary. Hello? Oh, yes. She's a fine worker. Yeah. No, we won't be needing her anymore. Oh, she was. She was very nice. Yes, and honest and clean. And clean and honest. And honest. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, she worked out fine. Made a nice bed and cooked a great boiled mutton. True will. Well, thank you very much. Goodbye. Goodbye. Take it down.
Say, Pop, how could you say that after what just happened?
It's easy. Let somebody else find out how bad she really is.
Well, where are you going?
I'm going out here and see if the truck is missing.
Well, so long, Pop.
Where are you going?
What do you mean, where am I going? I'm going to work.
And leave me here alone?
Listen to me now. I just finished making the beds. I fixed your breakfast. Your lunch is on a plate in the refrigerator, and there's nothing that you need me here for.
Well, you can't leave me here all alone by myself. I'm helpless. What if a burglar broke in? And you know, they never did catch that Zodiac killer. Where you going? Who you calling?
I'm calling the employment agency to see if Mary's available to come over here today.
Mary? Look here. Put that phone down. Don't call her, Mary.
So you're not so helpless after all.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.